cutting edge guests, awesome, uncensored, jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Show. All of you divine lions, lionesses, you know, we stand for love, levity, liberty. Because love is greatest power in the universe, multiverses, Reiki master nearly a decade, practicing 22, mostly on animals and horses. Every now and then I'll help out friends or family, anyone who's alive that's of my bloodline with the Reiki, absolutely. And welcome if you're brand new to the show. Congratulations for being here, Sovereign Soul. Let's just take you through this very quickly on the Ides of March, which is the day. What is the Ides of March? Not just outside of the religious holidays, religion. It's also in Rome was the day of debt settlement. So how interesting it is. We're here on Friday, the day of debt settlements. We've had quite a week. I'm going to cover this off from an economic update. But I want to introduce you to, if you're brand new, the Bling Buddha. He's our mascot. You can see him. He's hanging out right here, firing red pills from his 9mm with a Punisher tattoo over his left breast. Got to get that in for the Zoom. Boom. Save the children. This is what it's all about, right? And you've got the lotus flower of life. You've got the dove of peace over the Bling Buddha's shoulders. Blinged Buddha gear will be coming. We had a deep state infiltrator, unsovereign web person who came in. So we were supposed to have that rocking out here for everybody. They set us back. Cost me some money, but it's all fiat currency money. This is part of what we're going to be speaking about today. So before I go into this for everybody, as we know about what's going on, drain the swamp, all those goodies, I want to go over to our show. Make sure you are clicking the follow button, subscribe button on Rumble as you're watching this, because of the mass suppression, right? Deplatform multiple times, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, Instagram. And yeah, so here we are. Let's go over to this. Make sure as well, you go over here, you click follow, and give us a like on this show. So here is a series of shows I want to take you through. So 7 days ago, I did the Fed Death Spiral show, right? And that is where I shared everybody, and I'm not going to repeat myself on this one for everybody's time. Bank of America warned US dollars being wiped out, right? We had all these deep state billionaires, Bezos, Zuckerberg, a few others, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, Jamie, or was it B of A? Jamie Dimon, one of those guys, been there ever, forever, who sold billions and billions and billions of all their stocks because they know what's coming. And then on the sovereignty series, I want to thank all of you who are just giving thumbs up, likes, shares, helping others in the chat. This is what it's all about, being sovereign, a sovereign soul, your sound of uniform love. Solitude Sunday. So on the sovereignty series, which kind of kicked off Deep Dive Solitude Sunday. So if you're just new to what is sovereignty, Brad, and I don't understand, and I just don't want tyranny, and I just want to be able to live my life. Well, number one, here's your inner standing. Deep dive number one, Solitude Sunday. Go to number two, because we all, USA Corporation, now registered in City of London, as I shared last night, as of January 2023, right? Took it back, but it's been there since 1871 Act. They sold from the Republic. So you are all have, and all of your families have, if you're an English-speaking country, you've all lived under the Commonwealth. So let's go through the CRA tax scam exposed for Canadians, which is all Commonwealth. And then the IRS show that I did last night, already trending 18 hours ago, 7,000 people watched it. So well done. So keep sharing, dear souls, and get out there, right? Because here again, to be sovereign, right in the logo, you got the O is actually a heart, and then the I is Archangel Michael's sword, turned upside down, ready for battle. And then again, we have the tree of life as the O in soul. This is what it's all about. Peace, love, and harmony moving forward after all of this. But in order to get there, we have to be responsible for thyself, as it says in the book. Love thyself. Speaking of love thyself and where we're going to go on this one, I'm really grateful to announce to anybody who's brand new that I am not a stock market advisor, financial advisor, investment advisor, stockbroker, or anything like that. Thank Lord I did not go down that path. Talk about cognitive dissonance. Maybe I'm triggering some people here right now, right? Wait, you don't have a degree from an institution that took the Series 7 exams or whatever it was we had in Canada? No. I just went in the Canadian Light Infantry for a little stint and jumped out of helicopters, wildfire fighter. And then, if you know my story about the red pills at 9/11, and I was 18 stories below the Pentagon just shortly after the missile struck the Pentagon for those corporate job that I was involved in. And then I had my financial red pill with The Creature of Jekyll Island, reading that book in 2005, which then red pills you on the entire British accreditation registry system, which we've all been brought up under, as opposed to natural law and debt enslavement, tax and debt enslavement, and the fiat currency enslavement has been key to ensuring compliance and control over the population of citizens rather than sovereign souls, body, mind, and soul. So here we are, Ides of March, death settlement. What a freaking amazing week it's been, right? Silver and gold are expected by several experts in the precious metals industry who have been championing and saying it's being suppressed. It's being suppressed by COMEX. And we just saw yesterday came out, I believe it was Daily HODL publishing that JP Morgan Chase once again fined for suppressing precious metal prices. And XRP 2 days ago. Amazing show. Jimmy Valley, my friend, Rob Cunningham. Buddy, in this fight together, sharing about the ETHgate and red pilling ETHgate, it went so well, it was picked up on Mike Lindell's TV channel this morning, had 100,000 people watch it. So everybody does believe that Ripple and the XRP ledger, which is capable of handling trillions of transactions in a few seconds, as opposed to Bitcoin, which requires you to, burn up electricity. Oh my gosh, there's a green new scam deal coming along, that it's part of the quantum financial system. So let's go over to this right now. Let's go back a year ago, because what is happening this week is an incredible, beautiful, welcome shock for sovereigns and those who are waking up, right? And by the way, if you've watched the USA Tax Tyranny show and you were thinking about filing it and you saw everything that was shared there beyond a shadow of doubt, you've got a chance with all those resource links to go there. You're welcome, because instead of going out and volunteering your compensation, calling it income, and then going to a foreign service corporation who is run under the City of London, again, all evidence there with the Dun & Bradstreet numbers in that show last night, you're welcome. You got a whole bunch of pile of money as well. So make sure you have some gold, dear souls. I would absolutely encourage it as a man. You have some gold, maybe some silver too. And if you all know me, BuddhaLovesGold.com, you go there, there's a chance in Americans you can get up to $10,000 in free silver. And that is rolling your IRA savings over penalty free, because they're aware about the IRS scam, tax tyranny fraud scam run by the City of London. It's all there, it's all in the show. Multiple videos. So go to that one if you're not too sure. Let's go back to Zach Rector, great young man under the age of 30, a year
Is
ago,
a bankrupt entity
talking
that will
about.
never be able to
So
pay
let me
back
just
its
put this
debts.
up. Here you go. Listen to the first minute and a half of this.
Understand that the United States Corporation is a bankrupt entity that will never be able to pay back its debts and unfunded liabilities. As an American, here's what I would like to see done. So first off, let's deal with the debt. We have $30 trillion in national debt and then over $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. When it comes to the debt that the government racked up, we did not sign on to that. That was done by a corrupt DC entity that was not representing the American people. So we need
Oh.
to default and declare bankruptcy. That is not going to get paid back. As far as the $100 trillion plus that is owed to Social Security and Medicare, we have to pay that back out. We have to restructure that. So essentially, we have to declare bankruptcy. We have to restructure that debt, and we have to figure out what benefits we can pay out, what we can cover. And then we need to give the ability for young folks like myself to opt out of Social Security. Thank you for your abilities that are now over $100 trillion. But the people that have paid, let's pay them after we restructure that debt. In order to restructure our debt, we also need currency. Here's where he am.
All right. So now that's a great lead in. That was a year ago. So I appreciate the one we link because I want to talk about this from the CBDC standpoint and then also the revaluation of currencies around the world as it's brought in by Q Post. Plus, I'm going to show you videos from Commander in Chief Donald John Trump about gold and why it's so important and stuff. So here we are, Bitcoin Trader. This is today, March 15th. On CoinDesk, Bitcoin Trader sees prices slumping to 60 grand as crypto bull sees 650 million in liquidation. So again, it's a yin and yang. It goes up and down, and there's a lot which has come through in discovery through the Ripple SEC case. The SEC three-letter agency launched upon them a few years ago. And well, hey, guess what? Turns out Ethereum was 40% owned by JPMorgan Chase and the CCP. Huh. Wow, we've been talking about that on many of these shows. Now, remember, I only went to Wilfrid Laurier University indoctrination, accepted into their honors economics program. And I want to just back up for a second before we go. I say indoctrination because think about this. I remember my first year in one of our economics classes and going through one of the texts, and it shared in Canada, hey, listen, you know, with the grain exporters, we had to take care of the market price because of supply and demand. And there was an oversupply in wheat grain, which is harvested by Canada's farmers in Manitoba and Saskatchewan and Alberta that year. So what did we, the Canadian government, do? Remember, government, governus mentis, two controlled minds, it's all Latin, it's all there. Mortgage, remember, two French nouns means death pledge, mort, and gage, death pledge. Je parle petit français, say, okay? So they turned around that year. This was in the textbook. We have to control our wheat prices. And they took the oversupply of Canadian grain, the Canadian farmers, made sure that they produced in a year there was no drought. Now we know directed energy weapons and lasers and climate control, right? Going back over hundreds of years, actually thousands. Real fact. Just wait if you think that's a conspiracy through 9 months. How it's going. Yet, okay, Brad, back on point. My money, my wealth. So the Canadians dumped it. They dumped it in the Atlantic Ocean. They shipped it by rail all the way over to Quebec into the St. Lawrence River, loaded it on barges, and dumped it in the Atlantic Ocean. So we don't have an oversupply of wheat. And at the same year, the kids are starving in Africa, and UN is, you know, pounding their drums. This was in the 1990s, pounding their drums like we need to save the kids, we need to feed them, we, you know, rescue starving. We know it's all a deep state operation now. They purposely set all that up. And so I remember talking to, literally blurting out loud because this pissed me off. Like we have all of this, and we're supposed to be a country which is to help people. Why don't we just save it? There's lots of easy ways to save dry grain, dry storage. Bag it, ship it, send it over, and they blamed it on cost. Oh, it would cost too much. Really? It would cost too much to store or have supply? You can do the same thing with oil. Why wouldn't you do it with grain? So that was my red pill moment on the economics program. And boy, did I ever get disjointed. I was forced into it anyway, in a way. My soul chose it, but I did not want to go out and do that. Y'all know my story if you've been around for the last few years, dear soul. So let's get back to what's going on now. BuddhaLovesGold.com. For those in America, you get up to $10,000 in free silver. If anybody wants to see an awesome image about that from our friends and partners at Gold Co., thanks to them, what they've continued to put together. We had just in less than a year ago, we had one of our followers here on Rumble who contacted them. Go to BuddhaLovesGold.com. There's a free wealth creation kit, they call it. But you are the one that who helps create your own wealth. You are your own Nasara when you take steps and actions toward this. So as a result of it, they got over 13,000 bucks in free silver when they contacted them. And I don't know, because of financial conditions and reasons, I don't know if it was an IRA they rolled over or their savings, but once again, it is penalty-free rollover of your IRA savings accounts and whatnot. And let's go back to ETFs, ETFs, and why I'm so happy I'm not stockbroker, et cetera, right? Who's followed that conditioning. So here we are over today, good old Tyler Durden on Zero Hedge, which is awesome. Sorry, this one's not Tyler Durden. I got another one of his. This is by VBL. It said, did big banks just reclaim GLD and SLV metal, which are the trading symbols for gold and silver, FYI. Now we're talking about gold and silver ETFs. Now, what is an ETF? An ETF is created by the market. Here it is, and we'll go into this in a second. So let me just read this quote out to you. There is no doubt numerous central banks have been net buyers of gold, as well as India and China, large net buyers and importers of both silver and gold, or excuse me, gold and silver, as it's been saying. That will explain some of the demand and why supply has been flowing out of London, where a lot of the ETFs custody their metals. Kind of like the beers of London, City of London. What is the City of London? If you all remember, the mayor of the City of London is the one the king and the queen would bow down to. If you have such regal authority over the planet, why would you kneel before the mayor of the City of London? For those of you who are sovereign, you absolutely know the answer. I'm just putting it out there for people. So, what is it about the ETFs? And I've covered it on the show here. I've had special guests on who also are actual legitimate economists, PhD and whatnot. ETFs are exchange traded funds on the stock market. We know the stock market was set up by the cabal. They've been pumping and dumping, doing that scheme over and over and over again, which is part of the great transfer of wealth and real estate land title to the cabal. And taking it off your hands, so eventually you will own nothing and eat crickets, and you will not be happy in the 15-minute city, aka concentration camp. By the way, I'm just saying that too because I want to pull the Tyler Durden article. We need to be sovereign because look at this. Here it is. It's been getting out there all across, right? That Canada Parliament moves to impose potential life imprisonment for speech crimes, right? So again, if you disagree. And thought crime police are here too. If you disagree with what the government and the government agencies are saying, lifetime imprisonment for you. Oh, and there is also a chilling option for house arrest if a judge believes the defendant will commit an offense. Oh, I think you're going to say something that's going to harm me, maybe misgender me. And there you go, lifetime imprisonment, house arrest. So, as everybody knows, it is now nearly 5 weeks ago that the government in Canada, government, which are corporations, we've already shared their Dun & Bradstreet numbers here, came in, froze my account, and stole all my money. So they've looted it, right? So they're creating financial harm, trespass by the way of financial harm, trespass by the way of trading my personal financial information. All this stuff's going to be pretty epic when we get this show out here. Do you think that the government or your bank has your best interest right now, dear souls? That was on the 2 year anniversary of the Freedom Convoy. Wait, Brad, why are you not panicking? You must be pissed off. Fuck, of course I was pissed off. Wouldn't you be pissed off? But it's all about being prepared, dear souls. Like on April 8th in the eclipse, the National Guard are going to be in a certain state. And they're saying, make sure you have 1 to 2 weeks worth of food, water, batteries, flashlights, gasoline to cook. That was one of the articles today. Always be prepared. So you plan for the worst and then you envision the best, right? You don't go into battle and you got your primary weapon and that's it. And all of a sudden, boom, you got immediate action. You can't clear it. Something happens. You take some shrapnel, your primary is down. What do you do? Well, you go to your backups and then your backups, and then you also need to know how to use your fists and your legs. Of course, it all stems from the inner confidence and being sovereign in battle. We are, again, once again, in a 5G war. So if you don't believe that the government won't stop and debank you, just take a look at what Wells Fargo has done over the last several weeks. There are 18 attorney generals launching lawsuit on Wells Fargo who have just been randomly debanking customers. I wasn't debanked, actually. You know, they did me the courtesy of freezing it when I called them, like, what's going on? I can see the money's there. And they went, oh, again, this is a Canadian bank, right? But they're all colonial banks. They're all colonial corporations, right? And they went, we have a court order here that says to freeze your funds and you need to call agent so-and-so. Show me the court order. Well, we don't have it. Well, you're saying you're referencing a court order, a colonial court order. Oh, it just says this. And then 24 hours later, they emptied it. And it's so nice of them. They keep charging me non-sufficient funds, NSF fees, for the bank account that they just stole. So understand this. What if you were at high school, you know, or you're at grade six, and maybe you have the big bully Jimmy, and he's standing across the street and he's like, you got your lunch money today? And you're like, I got my lunch money. My pronouns are fuck around and find out. But Jimmy comes around, but he also hustles other people, right? Make sure you're paying me a little bit here and here each month for the honor of having a bank account. Okay, it's a service corporation. I get it. We have to be an honor. So no problem. Here's your $5, $15 a month. But then all of a sudden, let's just say you've been paying Jimmy for that protection. And then Jimmy just goes, this is a dude from across town. And I got Jack here, and Jack is taking all your money, and I'm going to hold you down as he takes your wallet and your bank account. And I'm going to keep beating you and beating you and beating you to pay me the fees for the protection that I was supposed to protect you against. But I'm no longer protected. Doesn't that sound like a Sopranos episode? So, dear souls, absolutely. You've seen the Fed Death Spiral show. Once again, I'll go back here. It's all there. Right, beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you're in the legalese system, Fed Death Spiral show, you've got the three sovereignty shows, one building off the other. Here's your platform, Solitude Sunday. Then you go through and you hear Kevin, literally in Canada, speaking to an agent of the deep state tax fraud system, which has never been enacted, and they're under their maritime law system. And then you have your US tax tyranny. And we talk about the Federal Reserve and show the videos as well as from other people, all the way up to senators saying, hey, there's no law for this. Fiat currency system. Now let's go over to Trump and some Q posts. All right. So, by the way, let me just remind everybody who is in America right now, because this is set up for America only. So, if you are not an American and you see this, you cannot take advantage of this $10,000 up to in free silver. Should you choose to roll your IRA or savings over again. However, wherever you are in the world, if you can get your hands on silver and gold, I absolutely recommend it. Because again, we're going to go to the ounces. It's expected to go up to 150 an ounce with suppression being off it. We're just going to show you some of that stuff right here, right now. Okay. If you're in Canada, by the way, let's just go to this. And it's happening everywhere around the world. And of course, you already know what's been happening if you've been following the show. But for everybody who else is new, you know, let's take a look at this. Gold Telegraph, this guy's in Canada. I love him, you know, does amazing stuff. Here it is, yesterday's post. Canada's largest pensions get bet big on commercial real estate. Valuations are now crashing. Taxpayer dollars, yet world-class deposits in Canada are getting eaten up by China. Wake up. Now, we've shared multiple times over the show in the last 2 years, we expected that the moment that Evergrande and China defaulted on its debt, which it did do, then you have trillions of dollars unraveling. And remember, we go up to quadrillions, which is just an unbelievably insane number. Quadrillions of debt in the derivatives market, hundreds of quadrillions of them. And he also posted yesterday, Gold Telegraph, breaking news, more companies have defaulted on their debt in 2024 than any start to the year since the global financial crisis. Okay. So remember what happened on Monday of this week, right? On Monday, the Federal Reserve in the US is no longer a loaning fiat currency. And remember, what did you see the president from El Salvador say on my show yesterday? Played the video. Why are they charging you taxes if they can print their own money? And that's what runs on government. And I showed also what happened in Reagan's administration, who came up with the quote, drain the swamp, and the history of that. So check out that show. Now, we know what happened in March 11. Going to future pace you to March 26. And some people don't like just hearing it out of Brad's mouth, who, did go there for economics, so had a little bit of a brain, I guess, to get brought up on things. And Vander Steele's post just recently, the banking collapse is imminent, the reset has begun. And some unsovereign posted in our Facebook, like, well, you're talking about, watch out for the bank runs. You're the one causing it. Really? We caused the bank runs to be happening, the debanking of people, the stealing and the theft by these government agencies from the UK and Ireland and Scotland, while the farmers, Welsh farmers are out protesting, they're closing down their accounts and stealing their money. Yeah, we did that, right? No, we've been warning you. And I have nearly 3 years worth of shows warning. And guess what? The universe rewards those who take action. So Ann Vander Steele says, effective March 26, 2020, the Federal Reserve Board reduced reserve requirement ratios on all net transaction amounts to 0%, eliminating reserve requirements for all depository institutions, which means they don't have need to have money if they're supposedly supposed to lend it. In spring 2023, the banking collapse started with smaller regional banks. You guys all remember that, Silicon Valley Bank, First Republic, right? And in spring 2024, the next wave of banking collapse will continue. You remember that? I shared the post, 222 banks from branches from Wells Fargo, B of A, and I forget the other one, it escapes me now, but it wasn't JP Morgan. In 2 months, 222 in 2 months with 1,600 more slated. Now in November 2023, the CEOs of Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and JP Morgan told Congress they could not go from 0% reserves to be held to a 3% reserve ratio. Woo-hoo. Yeah, it's Gandhi. Absolutely Gandhi, like Mahatma. Let's remember, where did the Federal Reserve come from again? Great meme, Jack. Here's our levity coming in right from the Titanic. It says, when Rose studied the Titanic's passenger list, she understood Jack's concern. Every prominent businessman opposing the creation of the Federal Reserve was on board. Yeah, right. And not long after Kennedy said he was bringing us back, bringing the Republic back to the US Treasury dollar of silver and gold, he was assassinated. Interesting. It also said just shortly before that, well, I'm going to take CIA and splinter it into a million pieces. Let's go over to the Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump. What did he say on February 26th, dear souls? Well, he posted a link on Truth to the Constitution.congress.gov. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 says, American Republic, no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payments. How great is that? A tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, expose ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts nobility. Wow. Excuse me. Or grant any title of nobility. The Commander-in-Chief just told the world, and reminded the world, by the way, that the first article says gold and silver are to be legal tender. And remember, Q said gold will destroy the Fed. What have we just seen in the recent two posts on debt clock? Well, here it is. USA restoration, Federal Reserve is debtor's prison, right? Because again, like I've shared many times, and Creature from Jekyll Island, they print paper and say it has a value, and then they supposedly buy that paper, which has nothing to back it whatsoever. Right? Again, gold will destroy the Fed, as Q has shared. So here's another post recently from US Debt Clock. What does it say? The Great Escape, debt to wealth. And on the left, you have debt, Federal Reserve with an X mark over it, like crossed it out. And then on the right, on the wealth side, you have a check mark over asset-based and debt-free, the new money revolution. And you have fireworks going over the building. And ooh, look at that on the rotunda. It says 1743. Can't give you all the answers on the show, dear soul. It's got to make sure you look it up. But really, while you're doing that, while you're seeing all of that, go over to our great partners. If you haven't already, it's pretty simple. It takes a few, like 30 seconds, fill it out. They send it to you. It's all free confirmation, free consultation at buddhalovesgold.com. BUDDHA. lovesgold.com. That's www.buddhalovesgold.com. And again, you can qualify up for up to 10,000 free silver. You know what? Even ask them that in the last year, how it was one of our audience on the Sovereign Soul Show got over 13 and a half grand in free silver. So they actually smoked past it as well. Gold will destroy the Fed. Have the gold, as far as I'm concerned, right? So, final post, which is still up on US Dead Clock right now on the Ides of March, make the impossible possible. Again, when we look at the coins, we scroll in here and we go over to the final one on the right, Liberty, Liberty, Libertas, Libertas, if anybody doesn't know, is Latin for freedom. Okay. So, Liberty, freedom with In God we trust. E pluribus unum. In the dia. Asset-based debt-free with John F. Kennedy. And on the other side of it, the new money revolution. It says the Department of the Treasury, 1776. Now, here's what I believe, dear souls. All of us, the USA Corporation included, are colonial companies. Therefore, when the USA returns to the Republic, which we've seen by the executive orders, it's been running, yeah, publicly in front of you a little bit, thanks to our good buddy Derek Johnson and others putting it out there. But where we're going to see this is when all of the colonial companies publicly fall and are exposed. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, UK, Ireland, Scotland. Right. Did I say UK? Probably. And then the USA Corporation, all the English speaking countries, pretty much primarily English speaking, number one. When that all goes, we're returning to the Republic. That Republic is sovereignty for a proper form of government. Right. And for those of you who may still need a confirmation that the CIC does love gold, let me just play this video for you right over here. And as he says it, and as it says below the video, gold soaring to new heights since the bank collapse of 2008. Here it is in his own, and you hear it on the video.
Says gold is better than cold, hard cash.
We all know what's happening to the dollar. The dollar is going down, and it's not a pretty picture, and it's not being sustained by proper policy and proper thinking. This was an opportunity, and maybe an opportunity to show people what's happening with the dollar so that we can do something about it.
There you go, right? Done and done. BuddhaLovesGold.com. That's playing Buddha behind me. Obviously, you know he's laughing. That's what it's all about, going to that asset-backed digital currency, potentially, right? Which we've seen. So those who don't believe in NESAR, the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, and the Global Economic Security and Reformation Act, well, just look at what's been happening over in Africa, right? Zimbabwe, excuse me, setting themselves to gold standard. And also the president of Zimbabwe, I've shared on this show of several months ago, last fall, autumn, was saying, hey, get rid of your US dollars. They are worthless. And we know now for people that when you look at the capability of the purchase power of a US Federal Reserve note, that piece of paper colored with special ink, that it's worth less than 3% the purchasing power than it was in 1920, so over a century later. So gold is the currency, which is opposite of the Fed. They stole all the gold in 1933. Remember when FDR put that order out? And then after they took all the gold off the Americans because of the Great Depression, you know, like you, it's hard to trade gold. So take our paper currency and we'll give you a fair exchange gold price for all of our citizens, FDR, And then they took all the gold. And then what did they do? They reset the price of gold. They literally just said, oh, gold's much higher now. Well, guess what? They took it away from everybody, and Canada hasn't had it since 2016. So the IRS feeds the Fed. You've all seen this, right? And the IRS feeds the City of London. And the IRS is a deep state agency. All those stuff brought in the 1913 Act. FBI, ADL, IRS, Federal Reserve, that creature from Jekyll Island. So here you are, dear souls. And let's do a final reminder about gold, right? I've shared this on the Fed show 7 days ago on Friday. It's the Ides of March. This is the day for the settlement of debts, as Jack Straw put it. Gold won't be suppressed. Look for a jailbreak away from the cabal. And what have we seen all of this week? Silver has crushed it past $25 an ounce. So suppress it's been suppressed for decades below that price. Gold since Monday has been over 2,000 an ounce, which it hasn't been at for nearly 2 decades. And XRP has blown past its all-time high. Now, in XRP, where was it over a year ago? It was trading at 34 cents a year ago, and now it's still at, 62. Well, isn't that interesting, dear souls? Let me just pull this pricing list up for you right here and show you from CoinDesk right now. I took a screenshot right before the show. And the reason why I'm not live on CoinDesk, maybe it's like, oh, let's verify it. Well, CoinDesk has all these things that keep popping up on your browsers and whatnot, and it's just freaking annoying. So I took a screenshot. The screenshot's an hour old. It's 15 March, the Ides of March. So here we are, 52-week low, 36. And the 52-week high, 93. So it passed 72 on Monday, sitting at 67-ish right now. Quite powerful where it's been. Yet we don't have confirmation it's asset-backed. So what are you going to do if it's not confirmed to be asset-backed? Dear souls, you get something that is God's currency. And God is in gold. Not even funny about that, right? So buddhalovesgold.com. Finally show it to everybody here. If you're not in the United States, you can't take advantage of this. Unfortunately, I've contacted them a few times. It's just the way the system is set up. So we have to leverage it right now, but go wherever you are around the world and whatever you can do. And as I say to you as a man, my belief is it's going to be freaking huge. And there are others out there saying Bixby, one of them, 150 an ounce by summer of silver, which then gets gold to over 12,000 an ounce because it's supposed to be trading at a 20-to-1 ratio, except right now it's at an 88-to-1 ratio. So those elastics are just going to go off. All right, dear souls. I've got another show. We are getting ready to rock it. You still got time here on Friday to make sure you go to buddhalovesgold.com, put it in, have a talk with a consultant. Ask them, hey, how was it that one of Brad's Sovereign Soul subscribers here on the show, they crushed it with over 13 and a half grand in free silver? Remember, it's not just on a phone call that happens. This stuff period takes weeks from the paperwork and then the transfer to put in place. And as you saw with Ann Vandersteel, March 26th, what is also happening on the banks. And we already have it. It's up on the slate as it's been reported. 1,600 more branches set to close very shortly. Okay. So what do you do? Well, always be prepared. Make sure you got your backups. This is a great backup to have. We'll talk to you later, dear souls. If you're outside of this and you can't do anything right now because money's really tight, at the very least, please give us a thumbs up. Share the message, serves with friends and family. Hopefully, too, they take action. And then with gold and silver going to the ceiling because it's been so suppressed, they give you a little piece by way of thank you. Hopefully a lot, because family is to take care of family. And we are soul brothers and sisters here as sovereigns. God bless. We'll see you on the next one.
If you're looking for groundbreaking nutritional products which revolutionize the way your body operates, you have to check out this cutting-edge, American-made, all-natural wellness brand. Root, the Trinity Pack from GetRootNow.com is a game-changer. Let me show you. Zero In is the world's first quantum-ceutical, an all-natural, adaptogenic nootropic which skyrockets your clarity and creativity. Professional athletes have reported over a 40% increase in their performance in only 90 days. Restore is a supplement that completely restores your gut health, optimizes your true brain, helping you tap into quantum consciousness, also known as the God Mind, all together with Clean Slate, which gently wipes out harmful heavy metals from your body, gently evacuating toxins, including graphene oxide. Trinity Pack from Root Altogether helps you increase your performance, longevity, deep sleep, and have a far greater quality of life. Register now at GetRootNow.com to grab your Trinity Pack. Then hit subscribe and save to get $15 back every month. Trinity Pack has also received the Gold Standard, a worldwide BSCG approval, allowing those in the military to first responders to the NFL, PGA, NBA, FIFA World Cup soccer, and more, feel assured it is indeed all natural and drug-free. Trinity Pack even comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. So when you grab your Trinity at GetRootNow.com, you can feel good knowing it's endorsed by Tier 1 Special Operations Warriors, to lightworkers, benevolent healthcare heroes, professional athletes, and Olympians detoxing their systems and unleashing their greatest self from across the globe. You can also get rewarded for being part of the Root community. See you there.
Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.